I was driving alone from my friend's place all the way back home. He lived about an hour away at some really remote house. It was around 1 or 2 a.m. I can't remember exactly, but I was really tired and almost just wanted to sleep over at his place. I would have had to call off work though, which wasn't really an option. Because of where he lived, most of the drive was through large farmlands. I had some music playing to keep myself awake, and I just stared at the empty road ahead. About 20 minutes in though, my headlights lit up something right in the middle of the road. I slowed down, slamming on my brakes a bit harder than I had to. It was a suitcase, like a full, unopened suitcase, just standing up in the middle of the road. I probably stared at it for an odd amount of time because I was so tired and caught off guard by it. I decided to just go into the oncoming lane and go around it. I really wasn't in the mood to get out and move it or anything. It was definitely odd that it was standing upright like that, but it had to have just fallen out of someone's truck and happened to land like that. I couldn't think of any other reason. I kept driving, thinking about it for a little bit, but ultimately forgetting about it pretty quickly. Maybe 5 minutes passed. The roads were still quiet. I was just cruising along, but then again, something came up in my headlights. This time, it was a truck, parked in the middle of the lane. None of its lights or blinkers were on. If I didn't have my high beams on, this could have been dangerously close. I stopped behind them and waited for a second, then honked a few times. The truck didn't move at all. I didn't even see any movement inside of it through the back window. After waiting for 30 seconds, I started to slowly go around it. As I did, I noticed it had a few large dents and scrapes on the side. I couldn't tell if it was from a recent accident or not. It could have been one of those old trucks that just never repaired any of its parts. More concerning though, I didn't see anyone inside the truck. It was still dark looking through the windows, but I didn't see any shape or outline of anyone sitting in either the front or the back. I pulled further up and in front of it, getting back onto my side of the road, then slowed even more to look around. It was still just farmland in all directions. Why would someone park right there and leave their vehicle? There was nothing here. I felt strange about it, kind of creeped out, honestly. I continued down the road. I just had a bad feeling about it, and I didn't want to stay too long to see it through. After that, I was definitely more awake. Was the suitcase and the truck somehow connected, or were they both just conveniently in the middle of the road? I never saw anyone on the side of the road going back to get the suitcase, so I don't know. But I only made it another minute before I was forced to stop for a third time. There was a person in the road. He was standing in my lane and waving his arms at me to stop. He looked early 40s and pretty disheveled. Messy hair, cuts and scrapes on his hands and arms, and overall just not in good shape. Once my tires stopped moving, he smiled and walked up to my window.
"Hey, did you see a truck not too far back that way?"
I said yes, I did.
"Think you could give me a lift back there?"
Before answering, I asked why it was parked in the road like that, and what he was doing out here, which I felt like, given the circumstance, these were reasonable questions to ask. The man stumbled over his words for a second, before settling on saying he ran out of gas and was trying to walk to a gas station. But then, why would I drive him back to the truck? Wouldn't he have asked me to drive him to the gas station? He kept talking though, like he wasn't letting me think too hard about it. Now it was me stumbling over my words, trying to think of an excuse to say no, but my eyes wandered behind him and happened to see something sticking out of the crops on the side of the road. It looked like the tail end of a small car. It was deep into the crops. I could only see one of the rear headlights slightly reflecting the light from my car. I didn't know what the hell was going on, but I knew whatever it was wasn't good. I rolled the window up, and the man instantly went from smiling to frowning. His eyes widened, and he started yelling and hitting the window. I pulled away and sped down the road. I got my phone out quickly after and called the cops. Reportedly, the truck was gone when they got there, but the car I saw in the crops was still there, and I guess the scene was far worse than I imagined. That was someone else's car, and the driver in it was no longer alive. Not from a crash, though. It seemed they likely picked up a hitchhiker, the guy I saw, and unfortunately, that was the last thing they ever did. It's assumed that the suitcase and the truck in the road had something to do with getting the car to pull over and pick him up. It's not for certain, though, but obviously the hitchhiker I saw was not telling the truth about his truck running out of gas. It all likely was just an act of violence by some crazy guy for no real reason, which makes it even more terrifying that I was that close to him, and he wanted me to let him in my car, just like the other guy had. The man was never identified. I'm 32 and work for a trucking company. This was around the holidays. The roads weren't too bad for the most part, but driving in winter was always a little bit more tiring. This day, or night rather, was normal. I left town at 6 p.m. to deliver a load two states away. At about 11 p.m, I made my first stop. I pulled into a small truck stop on the side of the road, just to use the bathroom and grab a coffee, and maybe rest my eyes for a little bit. I parked and went into the building, then came back out with my coffee and hopped back into the driver's seat. I took a moment to myself and just sat there, taking a few sips and looking around. Only a couple other trucks were in the parking lot. Guess it was a quiet night. As I sat there, I happened to spot someone at the back of the building. The lights were dim back there, but some guy was leaning against the wall and looking out in my direction. I couldn't see his eyes, but my truck was the only one parked over here. There was nothing else to look at. I minded my own business and just kept sipping my coffee, but every time I looked back, the guy was still looking over here. I was sure it was nothing, but it still felt too weird for me to get any shut-eye. Snow was starting to come down as well. I put my drink in the cup holder and started up the truck, then pulled out and began the next section of the drive. The coffee definitely kicked in, keeping my eyes open. The roads were completely empty. About 30-ish minutes down the road, a light glimmered in my side mirror for just a moment, like a glint reflecting off of something behind my trailer. I kept checking my mirrors, thinking it was a car coming up, but there was nothing behind me that I could see. Maybe it was a broken reflector on the road or something. I didn't know. The snow was beginning to pile up a bit on the road, though, so for the next while, I was more focused on what was ahead of me, making sure I made it in one piece. I think a good hour or so went by. Focusing on the road was getting more exhausting with every minute. But then again, there was a quick glint in my side mirror. I only barely shifted my eyes quick enough to catch what it was. There was a car right behind my trailer, like so close that it was completely covered in my mirrors. Its headlights were off too, so only when it was slightly off to the side did my headlights reflect onto theirs, creating that little glint I was seeing. I was no stranger to having people tailgating me for going slow, but this was really strange though, in this weather, being that close to me and with no headlights. What were they doing? After a minute or two of thinking about it, I thought it best to get away from them, or at least keep them off my tail, for both of our safety. I merged into the other lane, but the car followed, Confused, I merged back into the right lane. This time I think they got the hint that I was onto them, and they stayed on their side. They started to slow down though, and eventually they fell out of sight. I didn't have a clue what they were doing, but at least they were off my back. I drove on the quiet road through the snow for another 2 hours. It was around 3 a.m, and I decided to pull off at a rest stop to get a few hours of shut-eye. It was just one of those little cutaways off the road that could fit maybe 2 or 3 semis. There was no building or restrooms, it was just a parking area. I parked, cut off the engine, leaned my chair all the way back, and closed my eyes. I dozed off pretty fast. I was used to being limited on sleep, so every minute counts. The calm winds and snow trickling down definitely helped though. I planned to wake up whenever the sun came up, so like 3-ish hours, but I woke up before that. I slowly opened my eyes, seeing the dark truck cabin and the faint highway lights in front of me. I was still really tired. I didn't know why I woke up. After a second, I rolled my body over to reposition myself, but was instantly met with the eyes of something outside my window. They were staring in at me with disturbingly wide, creepy eyes. I almost fell out of my seat, but the guy didn't even flinch. He just stepped down and tried to open the door, but after a few tries, I heard his footsteps rushing away in the snow. I used the radio to call for help, and moments later, a car drove out from behind my truck. It was the same one that was on the road before. I gave as much of a description as I could, and it was as the officers asked me to go over everything that happened that night that I remembered the man I saw watching me at the truck stop. Maybe it was him this whole time. But why was he stalking me, and what was he trying to do? I never found out. I was 16. I had just gotten a job at a pizza place about 6 months ago, and during that time, I saved up enough to buy a cheap car. I hated not being able to drive myself, but also I wanted to do deliveries instead of working inside the shop. It was a regular weeknight. I got in after school at 5 and was scheduled until 10:30. It was busy for the first couple hours, but by 8 it abruptly slowed down. There wasn't another delivery to be made until 9. It was an online order for just 2 medium pizzas. I picked it up and started driving. It wasn't busy out, just a few cars here and there. But once I got about 5 minutes out from the neighborhood, a car pulled onto the road from a side street and came up behind me. The roads were empty, and they could have easily passed me if they wanted to, but they stayed right behind me. I didn't really think about it. I mean, to be honest, I didn't care at all at the time. Throughout the next 5 minutes, they stayed right behind me. When I took the turn into the neighborhood, I looked in my mirror. After a few seconds, their headlights appeared, turning down the road. That's a pretty big coincidence. What were the chances that the only other car on the road was going to the same small neighborhood as me? I guess it was very possible, but it got me feeling a little more aware of the situation. I kept driving. This street was through the woods, with individual houses spread out on either side of the road. Some were right up on the road, and some were down longer driveways. As I got deeper into the neighborhood, finally my headlights lit up a mailbox that had the right address on it. I turned into the driveway. I checked my mirrors again, and a few seconds later, the car passed right by and continued down the road. I remember feeling relieved and silly for thinking anything of it. I drove to the end of the driveway. It wasn't too long, maybe like 200 feet or something. I pulled up and got out with the pizzas. I gave the door a couple knocks. Nobody answered the door for a minute, and while the porch light was on, it didn't look like any of the inside lights were on. I knocked again. About 30 seconds passed, then a light shined through the window, and a few seconds later, a woman answered the door. She looked like she was in her early 30s, and was wearing a nightgown, and she looked really tired. Immediately, something about this felt wrong.
I had these pizzas ordered to this address.
I then read out the address to her, but she looked annoyed. The woman said she didn't order anything and was trying to sleep. She was definitely a little cranky, but it was clear there was some kind of mistake. I apologized and walked off the porch. I was kind of spaced out for a moment, looking at the ground and thinking about how weird this was as I walked back to my car. But about halfway there, I looked up and felt a chill rush through me. There was a car sitting right behind mine. It was the same one that I thought was following me. Its headlights were off, but I could see the fog coming from the exhaust, so the car was still on. I felt really uncomfortable. Did they also live here with the woman and were just pulling in, or did it have something to do with the order? Everything just felt really off, like too coincidental. I knew something was wrong. I continued walking to my car, hoping they would see me and either say something or move. I got in and tossed the pizzas on the passenger seat and turned my car on, but they stayed there. The driveway was thin. There wasn't really any space to go around them, but I pulled further up toward the house and turned around. Surely they would see that I was trying to leave now. They still remained right in the middle of the driveway, blocking the exit. There was about 30 seconds as I faced their car and they faced me, and we both just sat there. During that time, I kind of put everything together, them driving behind me, following me into the neighborhood, and the creepy sudden appearance of them blocking the driveway. None of this was a coincidence. I felt my body start to go numb as my heart started pumping in my chest. I didn't know what to do. Then, their car doors opened. Four men got out. They all had hoodies and hats on, covering pretty much their whole faces. One of them had their hand suspiciously tucked into his hoodie pocket, like he was holding on to something. They started running up to my car, and I panicked. I hit the gas, trying to go around them and past their car, but there wasn't enough room. The wheels went off the driveway, and I skidded in the dirt, ramming into a tree. It was a pretty slow hit. The airbags didn't even go off or anything, and I don't think the car was stuck. But I didn't take any chances. I jumped out and started running. I heard one of them chasing me and yelling to the others, but they turned back after a little bit. When I was safe, I stayed in the woods and called 911. When the officers got to the home, all of the men and both cars were gone. My car was never recovered, even to this day. What essentially happened was the group used some random address to lure me into by ordering a pizza, hoping to trap me in. What they were going to do with me is unknown. The fact that one of them chased me makes me think they didn't plan on letting me go. I got lucky that night.